Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Anchor. Leading off today, we have two new iPad rumors to talk about. First off, Apple is expected to announce new 11 and 12.9-inch iPad Pros with OLED screens as soon as this month. A new report now from analyst Ross Young suggests that production of the new 11-inch iPad Pro is falling behind the 12.9-inch. According to Young, OLED screens for the 11-inch iPad Pro are currently in production by Samsung Display. Sometime this month, however, LG Display is also expected to join production and start making 11-inch OLED screens for Apple. LG Display is also producing OLED screens for the 12.9-inch iPad Pro. But Young notes that the 11-inch iPad Pro panel production looks to be behind production of the 12.9-inch model because of the reliance on Samsung Display. So this could mean that the new 11-inch iPad Pro is in short supply when the new lineup is announced this month, at least in comparison to the 12.9-inch. Once LG Display joins the production ramp, Apple can work towards resolving these shortages and further increasing 11-inch iPad Pro availability. Most recently, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman said that the new iPad Pro lineup is on track to launch sometime around the end of this month or in April. Gurman has also said that Apple is preparing a special version of iOS 17.4 with support for the new hardware coming this month. Next up, Apple is also working on a new iPad Air lineup, and a new rumor today says the new iPad Air will feature a design change that's been a long time coming, a landscape front-facing camera. With the introduction of the 10th generation iPad in 2022, Apple relocated the front camera from the top bezel to the horizontal side bezel of the device for the first time. This means that when that iPad 10 is held in landscape mode or used with something like the Magic Keyboard Folio, the front camera is properly aligned at the top of the device. But as of right now, that new design choice is only applicable to the entry-level iPad 10. But with the refreshes to the iPad Pro and now the iPad Air, Apple is expected to relocate the front camera on both of those devices as well. One leaker says the position of the camera position on the new iPad Air, both the 10.9-inch and 12.9-inch versions, has been moved to the horizontal side. Earlier this year, 9to5Mac also discovered evidence in iPadOS 17.4, hinting that the new iPad Pro models would get the same treatment. There are new messages inside iPadOS 17.4 that say that the iPad needs to be in landscape mode with the camera at the top of the screen to set up Face ID. So hopefully this means the iPad Pro, iPad Air, and iPad 10 will all have the front-facing camera in the same location, along the horizontal bezel on the side. This unifies what was previously a design touch exclusive to the iPad 10. We are sponsored this week by the Anchor Cube 3-in-1 MagSafe Charger. With a clever foldable design, this charger can fast charge your iPhone, Apple Watch, and AirPods, all using a single USB-C cable. It's also perfect for the new standby mode feature in iOS 17 for letting you see information such as widgets, the calendar, and the date at a glance. The foldable ultra-compact charger also easily fits in your pocket or your backpack so you can bring it anywhere, making it always travel ready. Hit the link in the show notes below to check out the Anchor 3-in-1 Cube with MagSafe and upgrade your iPhone, Apple Watch, and AirPods chargers. My thanks to Anchor for their support of 9to5Mac Daily. Rounding out today, Apple last week banned Epic Games' new developer account in the European Union, blocking it from creating an alternative app marketplace per the DMA. But after a whirlwind of events, Epic Games now says that Apple has reinstated their App Store developer account. The move clears the way for Epic to bring its Epic Games Store to the iPhone in the European Union, with the company saying, quote, "Apple has told us and committed to the European Commission that they will reinstate our developer account. This sends a strong signal to developers that the European Commission will act swiftly to enforce the Digital Markets Act and to hold gatekeepers accountable. We are moving forward as planned to launch the Epic Games Store and bring Fortnite back to iOS in Europe." End quote. When Epic Games first said last week that Apple had banned its newly created developer account in the European Union, it said it was in part due to tweets from its CEO Tim Sweeney, criticizing Apple, the App Store, and Apple's compliance with the DMA. Epic backed up those claims with private emails between Tim Sweeney and Apple's Phil Schiller, with Phil Schiller explicitly quoting tweets from Sweeney as part of the reason why he had banned the new account. At the time, Apple basically maintained that it had no reason to believe Epic Games would not once again violate App Store policy with a new developer account. As for what changed, Apple tells 9to5Mac that it held further discussions with Epic, and that it has now received proper commitment from the company that it will play by the rules as legally defined, saying, quote, "Following our conversations with Epic, they have committed to follow the rules, including our DMA policies. As a result, Epic Sweden has been permitted to re-sign the developer agreement and accepted into the Apple Developer Program," end quote. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. Be sure to check out 9to5mac.com/join to sign up for 9to5Mac Daily Plus and get ad-free episodes of the show and bonus content every month. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.